Ah, the railroad. The sounds of lumbering iron horses and mournful whistles conjure up peaceful images of a simpler era. But for Vonnie Billups of Birmingham's Woodlawn neighborhood, they conjure up something else. A challenge she faced when she went to the local high school and one still faced by area students.
We got the Woodlawn. We had to walk and just wait, you know, and stuff like that. That was way back in the 70s that we've been doing this, you know. So we had to wait for like about 10, 15 minutes, always tardy and stuff. So it's still going on now. And I noticed that, it's one coming up that way.
That train you just heard was actually the second one that passed through the neighborhood during the short curbside interview. Woodlawn, with its housing projects and immaculate bungalow houses, is thoroughly cross-hatched with three sets of tracks. You can't drive the area's winding streets for more than a few moments without stopping at a crossing. That hints at how difficult long park trains can make life here, not just for people trying to get to work or to the hospital, but for students trying to get to class safely and on time. Another hint is that the Birmingham Housing Authority paid to build a pedestrian tunnel, mainly for students, under one of the tracks. But
they have to come from like Gay City across Georgia Road through these projects here through the tunnel.
The narrow passageway allows students to walk from several neighborhoods to Oliver Elementary School, but many have to cross a main thoroughfare first. And the tunnel, which has its share of weeds, not to mention graffiti, a broken overhead lamp, and a faint smell of urine, can be intimidating.
It's dark down there, it's nasty down there, it's unsafe.
That was a man who'd been cruising the neighborhood that morning in a pimped out Lincoln with an open can of Bud between his legs. He said homeless people sleep in the tunnel. He wouldn't give his name, but he seemed genuinely concerned, and like he just might know a thing or two about the neighborhood. But it's not just in Woodlawn where trains create a problem.
We be late. Sometimes they stop.
Sometimes they stop and sometimes they move.
The trains just be stopping us from going to school.
You supposed to be at there at 8 o'clock.
I feel mad because I'm going to be at school on time.
I want to eat breakfast.
You just heard Kershonda Jones, Jakia Winston, Alondria Calhoun, and Belindez Carter, all students at the Hudson K-8 school in Birmingham's Collegeville neighborhood. Besides the trains making them late for learning and a solid meal, there's the obvious safety issue. Kids often take risks even when they aren't running late for school. The Hudson students told of friends crawling under or between rail cars, and worse.
I don't want to go up under the train, because what if the train starts moving again and you can die like that?
Your leg could get cut off because it's a man, his leg got cut off.
Mm-hmm. Somebody you know, like in the neighborhood here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Never jumps the train or under.
Who taught you that?
They be having a railroad thing get out of school in the library.
That school safety program comes from Alabama Operation Lifesaver, an educational nonprofit whose mission is to reduce deaths and injuries at railroad crossings and along rights of way. Director Nancy Hudson says,
back in May, we lost a high school senior driving and was hit by a train. In the Birmingham area, we've had young students before to maybe lose a foot, a leg. Alabama is number 7 in the country for the number of vehicle train collisions. Nationally, though, more people have died trespassing than in a vehicle train collision.
That's right. If you cross tracks anywhere other than where a road crosses, legally, you're trespassing, not to mention putting yourself in danger. Misdemeanors aside, these issues point to a recurring question in Birmingham and beyond. How can communities reconcile large numbers of people living in areas that used to be mainly industrial? Trains, trucks, toxins, all are part of the backdrop of school and community life in these places. And in some more than others, on the way to school, there's the threat of everything from huge vehicles that can't stop to dark tunnels where things can happen out of view. The risks to students are complicated, and they don't always lie where you might think. What is certain is that some kids, just by virtue of where they live, face more risks than others. For the Southern Education Desk at WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.